You're at 657 AM, radio with the truth in its voice.
20 minutes to 7 on Radio Pulpit on this beautiful Thursday evening. Before I can welcome Dade Ella Samata, who is live in our studios this evening as always, I just want to share with you this piece of information. There will be official opening of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature and the State of the Province address, and media representatives are invited to the official opening of the 5th session of the 6th Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature and the delivery of the State of the Province address. That's so far scheduled as follows: Friday, the 24th of February 2023, at 10 o'clock. The venue is Riverside Government Complex, Baobab Building, Legislature Chamber. Mpumalanga Premier Ms. Refilwe Mtshweni Tipane will deliver the State of the Province address. There, it's 19 minutes to 7. Let's welcome Dade Ella Samata. But before I do that, let me just remind you that you can give us a call, send us your WhatsApp messages straight away. But please, when you record the message, make sure that the radio is off and everything else that might be disturbing the recordings is off. Or if it's possible, you are driving and the window is open, make sure that it is closed so that you can have your hear your message clearly. So make sure that the radio is off when you are recording the message there. So the WhatsApp number is 082-657-2729. And the direct number, that's the studio line, is 012-334-1322. Alternatively, send us the SMS message to 3787. We're taking everything property. Dade Samata, good evening and welcome back.
Good evening, Dade Mwabi, and good evening to the listeners. It's always an honor to be here.
How has your week been?
Hectic. I mean, we've like 4 load sheddings in a day.
I mean, it looks like you come from a very serious one now, the way you're dressed up, eh?
No, remember, it's load shedding. The telephones are not working.
Okay.
Your phone, the offices, their phones are not working because nowadays phones are linked to the Wi-Fis. And if there's a network problem, the telephone lines are not working. So I decided to drive around to do the physical consultations. Like today, my trip was to the credit bureaus. You know, you send the emails, they don't respond. So in order for you to follow up appropriately, I thought maybe let me rather go there and go and see them and raise my concerns for the for everyone that is listening here.
It sounds like it has become a new normal now.
Yeah, I mean, it was fruitful because when I got to another credit bureau today, I asked them if a judgment has been taken against the consumer and the judgment has lapsed in terms of the law, why is it still there?
What's the meaning of it being lapsed after how many years?
5 years. It must be purged from the system.
Okay. Even though the debt has not been settled?
Yes.
Okay.
Remember previously, before the amendment of the NCA, what was supposed to happen was that the matter was supposed to be taken to court for the rescission of that judgment.
Okay.
If you remove it before it's settled, it's paid off. So now the amendment said after 5 years, whether the judgment debt has been settled or not, it must be removed from the credit bureaus.
So it can become squeaky clean again.
Yeah, but they don't do it.
Okay.
Because there are no repercussions.
Yeah.
And that is non-compliance, by the way. By both the credit providers and the credit bureaus.
Yeah.
They are not complying with the nation.
Is it laziness on their side or just their total disregard of the law?
I mean, we all know that the law is not negotiable. So I would say the latter is true.
Okay, yes, it's 16 minutes to 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Was that the testimony, by the way?
Well, you know, we always have got testimonies.
Okay, please, share with us.
Yeah, this one was interesting. I won't mention where it came from, but it came from the place where people are supposed to be assisted. Right? So the lady from KZN bought a car in Pretoria. She bought a German car. She saw it on the internet. You know, when you go to the website, particular website, you search for the cars, then you see the car that you like for the price that you like or you can afford. You conduct the dealership. They say the car is available. So what she did, she called a friend in Pretoria. Can you please go and test drive the car for me? Friend went to test drive the car. He said, no, the car is driving fine. So she submitted the documents for the finance application. The application was approved by the bank, and she was told that, okay, the car will be delivered to you in KZN on such and such a date and time. Indeed, the car was delivered successfully. After they have left, she drove the car, and then the car started vibrating. When it exceeded 100 kilometers per hour, it started vibrating badly, engine management lights coming on and stuff like that. So she's in KZN. She phoned the dealership in Pretoria to say, hey, this is what's happening. The dealer said, okay, we'll come and fetch. We'll come and fetch the car from you. Indeed, they went there to fetch the car. They brought it to Pretoria to fix it for 2 months, 3 months. And at that time,
three months is this side. It's been fixed.
Yes. Okay. So she said, but I need the car because I work with the car. You know, I go to the sites. So the dealer said, okay, please rent the car that side. We'll send you the money. Indeed, they send the money to rent a car or to hire a car for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or for a month while they are busy fixing this car here. So a month passed by. So the car hire company requested that she must return their car because the time has lapsed. So she returned the car. This one was supposed to be taken back to Durban. It didn't happen. So she lodged a complaint with the ombudsman, and the ombudsman said they must fix that car within 15 days. Okay, they sent the car back, they said it's fixed, and then the car came worse than before. She said it was worse than before, it was undrivable. So she called them, they said they're going to come and fetch it. So she decided to take it to BMW. Oh. I mentioned the name already. But the dealership is not BMW. So we are not tarnishing any name. Right, she took it to the manufacturer to check it out. They said, no, the car, ma'am, is bad. This car is bad. Right? This guy must exchange this car or refund your money. She's paying 8,000 rand on it a month to the bank.
Which model is that?
2017 320i. She got it with 99,000 case. Yes. So these guys didn't exchange the car, didn't replace it, didn't refund. So MIOSA said, which is Motor Industry Ombudsman South Africa, said 15 days is enough to repair this car, otherwise refund her money. They didn't do either. So she went to the National Consumer Commission. She has carried the matter to the National Consumer Commission, which is the NCC, because the ombudsman said there's nothing else that we can do. Everyone that is listening here, please note that the ombudsman is a mediator. He cannot force anyone to do anything. He can make a recommendation that we recommend that you must do this and this and this because you have transgressed this law. Other than that, they can't do anything if the supplier or service provider is not cooperating. So they have to close their file.
Just like that?
Yes. Because they don't have powers.
Mm.
Yes. Because they are alternative dispute resolution agents.
Okay.
Yes. So they are just mediators.
But do they give you further advice on what to do to take legal action against?
Yeah, they will say we are closing our file because there's nothing else that we can do.
Mm.
So escalate the matter to the National Consumer Commission, NCC. Okay.
Yeah.
And the NCC will conduct their own investigation so they can persecute the supplier service provider. Yeah. They can take the matter to the National Consumer Tribunal, which is the court.
Mm.
Yes. On your behalf.
Okay. So at least Bona, they've got some teeth.
Yes.
They don't just bark. They bite.
They don't have capacity, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. So because it's a free service. They report to the Department of Trade and Industry.
Okay.
So they rely on the budget that comes from the minister.
Mm.
If the minister doesn't provide enough budget for them to employ extra people, so they will work with two people.
Okay.
To service the whole country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yes. So in this case, the matter has been sitting with the National Consumer Commission. But she says since last year till now, that she's not getting any response. Mm. 6 months is expiring now, end of February.
Mm.
Because every car that is bought, secondhand or used or pre-owned, has got 6 months implied warranty. Mm. So the dealer is obliged to give warranty for 6 months. So she's scared that if 6 months lapse, then the dealer will say 6 months have lapsed, so there's nothing that we can do. And in the interim, she notified the bank that financed the vehicle. The bank said, no, talk to the dealer, talk to the ombudsman, talk to the National Consumer Commission. Right now, we are not interested. So she says, I'm frustrated because at work, my boss wants me to have a car because I'm going to the sites where there are no public transports.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So I have to have a car. So now I have to rely on renting a vehicle, which is expensive because I'm paying 8,000 rand for the car that I don't have.
Mm.
Plus insurance on it.
Mm.
Yes. So now the powers that be in the state, in the government, who are supposed to assist there, contacted us yesterday and said, can you please assist in this case? So what I'm trying to say to you here in Tatamab is that in the case like this, that's where we engage the bank that has financed the vehicle. Because at the end of the day, this is their security. This is their car. Right? So they have financed the car that is not fit for purpose, that is not drivable.
Mm, yeah.
So if they were,
I think they too have, they have to blame for that because they are working with a dealership. So that the fact that they are financing the dealership's cars, that means that they have some form of trust and relationship with the dealership.
Yes. So you know what
can be implicated one or the other.
Yeah. No. What happens is that in that movie, it's just that sometimes they don't understand their role.
Mm.
And their responsibilities
as
the bank. They are the ones that put these people on their panel.
Yeah.
And then they let us consumers know that these guys are on our panel. You are safe to buy from them.
Mm.
We'll finance the cars that come from these dealerships because these dealerships have been vetted by us. You know? So if the dealership is not complying with the law, because Consumer Protection Act talks about triple R. If there's a problem with the car, you have to repay it or replace it or refund the consumer. If they're not doing any of those three R's, then there's a problem. So the bank has to call in the dealer and say, sir, it was nice doing business with you. We hereby terminate our agreement with you with immediate effect. Goodbye. We are no longer going to finance any cars from you. I mean, we know that the other bank used to do that. Only one bank.
Yeah, I remember there's another story that you shared with us from Montana.
Yes.
Yeah, and the bank took drastic, you know, steps to say, hey, guys, you fix that car or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they did it running.
Yes, because what happens is that if one bank
can
cancel their agreement, can terminate the agreement with that particular dealership,
the
other banks follow suit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but that one is ongoing. Hopefully, tomorrow or next week, Monday, Tuesday, it will be finalized because we'll hear from the bank or what are they going to do with this.
All right.
Because it's a new matter that is on the table. So what I'm trying to say to you is that buying a car from a dealership, sometimes even the reputable dealerships, they can give you a runaround. They can give you a tough time, especially when you buy a car, especially when you are not knowledgeable. They can knock you. We have seen even those who buy brand new car from the box, they get knocked down.
Mm.
Yes, that.
All right. Okay. Let's take the voice note from Warren. I hope this time it. Let me see if the right channel that I'm pushing here. Okay.
Hi, Radio Pulpit family. I just wanted to say, look, mentioning the state of the province address and state of the nation address and all of that. I've heard quite a few of those, and thinking to myself, wouldn't it be nice if our laws were more structured on the laws of the Bible than the laws of man? Because number one, corruption would basically be eliminated, because the Bible says thou shalt not steal. Adultery would be eliminated, because the Bible also says thou shalt not commit adultery. Violence would be eliminated, because the Bible also says love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you love your neighbor, you won't commit violence. It's just a personal thought of mine. Anyway, blessings, y'all. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you, Warren. That was Warren there sharing with us about, his views on the whole issue of the state, state of the nation address, even though that's not what we are discussing. But thank you very much for your comments. I think people will take that into consideration and begin to pray accordingly. It's 5 minutes to seven right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It looks like we won't have time for what we thought we'd be talking about. But anyway, this is very, very important. And I'm sure that the consumer that you are helping is not the only one. It looks like these car problems that are far from over. Car problems are far from over. People continue to get raw deals out there.
Yes, in that, because as I said to you, the dealerships are aware that the ombudsman doesn't have power.
Mm.
You know, that people perceive he has. He doesn't have power.
Mm.
Because if the dealership, for example, if they write to the dealer and say, we received this complaint, can you please respond to this? And the dealer decides to not respond. There's nothing that the ombudsman can do.
Absolutely.
Yes, he can't force the dealer to respond. If all that he has to do is to close the file and say the dealer is not cooperating.
Mm.
Yes. But obviously the topic that we wanted to talk about, we have to pend it or defer it to next week.
Yes, please.
Mm. I just want to talk about this in that much.
Mm.
Since we've got 2 minutes or so. The issue of attitude in that Moabi is very, very important for the consumers. You know, if you have got any issue with any entity or anyone, firstly start off by being humble. Lay your frustration, your complaint, your dispute in a humble way, so that the next person can understand what you're saying. If that person cannot assist you, then escalate. If you know that I can't hold myself, rather not do it, give it to someone else to do it for you. Do you know why the lawyers don't represent themselves in court? Even the judges. Look at Judge Klopena. He's not representing himself in court. Judge Mudata never represented himself in court. Because when you are directly affected, you will be emotional. You will be irrational. Right. So the reason why I'm saying this in that moment, two consumers, you know, relatively young men, right? They had two identical problems. So they contacted us. They want to buy cars. They don't know each other, right? They contacted us individually. But they don't have good credit record. Why? Because they don't have debts. They're earning very good salaries. The other one is earning $96,000 a month. The other one is earning big salary, but they can't get credit because they don't have any credit. Remember the Credit Act here in South Africa?
Credit record.
Yes. Yes. So now, I spoke to the director of the bank. I said, hey man, this is the case. These guys want to buy cars. All right? Then he said, all right, it seems like I have to mentor them and coach them in finances. Right, give them my cell number. I can assist them. The other one contacts the director of the bank. He guides him. As we speak right now, the guy has got a security company, has got, I think, three businesses that are generating a hell lot of money. The other one goes to the director, speaks to the PA of the director. I want to talk to that guy.
Yeah, ne?
You know?
Mm.
And then he sends the WhatsApp messages to the director of the bank. And I'm not talking about just the ordinary director.
Mm.
He's a well-known executive director in the banking industry.
Mm.
Let me say, in the financing industry, everybody knows him.
Mm.
He's well-respected. And then this guy talks to him like he's talking to his friend. Disrespectful. So he sends me the screenshots, the director now. So, I mean, look at this guy. Mm. You know, I can't work with somebody like this. So what I'm saying, the attitude is very important. Look at the guy who was humble. This director has helped him to register a security company, and he has got deals in that movie. His security company is guarding the complexes, even the business complexes.
Wow. So because of his attitude.
So the same as when you owe credit providers money, when they call you, the question, hey, I want you to pay so much by Friday. Don't say, "Kinje ka chelete, where must I get the money from?" Tell them, ma'am or sir, I can only afford 200 rand. Nothing else. If they say no, at least you have to pay 500 rand. You say, I hear you, but I can only afford 200 rand. And I'll pay 200 rand. No, I'm going to load the PTP, promise to pay for 500 rand. I can afford 200 rand. And make sure that you pay that 200 rand. They can sue you.
That.
Because when they take you to court, you will tell the court that I told them that I can afford 200 rand, but not they insisted on 500 rand, which I don't have.
Yeah.
But the minute you start being arrogant or whatever, you'll start getting summons.
Absolutely. Yes. And Dade Raleboga, please give us your contact details.
067-226-5934.
067-226-5934. Ki di nomor taka Dade Elias Amatla, Mo AM657 Killer. Let me give them to you again. 067-226-5934. It's 1.5 minutes after 7. Good evening.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012 334 1257. Standard rates apply.
Skipped a program? No problem. Download our podcasts anytime, any day. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.